Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
Welcome to Rico Bronya, where we bring in the Yankee fans. If you're a Yankee fan, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. We will not insult you. Today, you're a part of the family. Because one tradition that we had at WF Fan for many years is for a bet to take place between the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. And our producer on Beningo and Roberts, the great Ernie Acosta, is a big Yankee fan who hates the Mets. We every single year would make Mets versus Yankees bets. It's a game you can play at home too if you like some of the ideas that you hear today. So we're bringing it back. It's Mets versus Yankee bets. For like the fifth time ever. Ernie, are you ready, sir?
I'm ready to go. As a Yankee fan who hates the Mets, by the way, I should tell other Yankees fans who hate the Mets that the Rico Bronya podcast is fantastic because there's a lot of times Evan is in agony over the team. And I've fallen asleep many nights to hearing Evan complain about the Mets. So I would say this is a podcast for the Yankee fan also.
Yeah, absolutely. After losses, you can definitely enjoy the tears that come out of my eyes. Absolutely. And thank you for that endorsement.
And also, by the way, real quick, for full transparency, let's let the audience know that Evan reached out to me to do this like an hour after Carlos Rodon went down with a major injury. So you, sir, are not acting in good faith. This whole thing is a sham.
Is that true? Is that really when I reached out to you?
It was like 30 minutes later. I see the guys got a forearm injury, and 30 minutes later, like, hey, Yankees-Mets bets? I was like, sure, now that my second ace is down.
That definitely sparked an idea. You're right. Like, I think I saw Rodon down. I was like, you know what I should do? We should bet who's going to throw more innings this year, Max Scherzer or Carlos Rodon?
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of Rodon idea. If Noah Syndergaard was still around, that'd be an easy bet. Noah Syndergaard versus Carlos Rodon. Who's going to throw more innings?
Yeah. Well, part of my issue this year with the Yankees is that there's so many players on the team. I'm just absolutely not touching for any bets. So yeah. I've narrowed it down to like seven or eight guys that I'll touch.
I was thinking about it because sometimes there are obvious bets. There are guys who are on a similar plane and you say, okay, let's put them up against each other. A couple of years ago would have been Jacob deGrom versus Gerrit Cole. Like, who's going to have the better fantasy year or what have you? The one that I think I would accept right off the top, and it's easy and it's straightforward, and I would be the underdog in it, but I actually feel comfortable straight up doing a Pete Alonso versus Aaron Judge home run bet. Okay. And I think the reason I feel good about it is that Alonso, and I knock on wood when I say this, has shown an ability to stay healthy. Like, he has gone out every single year, 2019, even the shortened year of 2020, 2021, 2022, and he will play 150 games every single season. And he's a great power hitter. So while I wouldn't tell you he's going to hit 60 home runs or even 50 home runs, I feel really good that I'm not going to get a year in which he only hits 15 because he misses a big chunk of the year. While Aaron Judge, as great as he was last year, I take nothing away from it, has had a history of missing a lot of time. So even though your reward is higher because Judge just came off a year in which he hit over 60, I actually feel pretty good making that bet. Would you have extreme confidence in a Judge versus Alonso bet, or do you see kind of my reasons for feeling pretty good on my end?
Oh, well, I think it's a toss-up bet. I mean, both of these guys are capable of hitting 50 home runs, obviously. I think either one way or another, I came into this assuming we were going to do some sort of Alonso versus Judge bet. Home runs make sense. you know, obviously Judge with the historic year last year, so he's going to have a big drop off from that. But I mean, would I be surprised if Alonso hit 55, 56, 57 home runs this year? I would not. So yeah, I mean, I'd be very, I'd say that's a toss up bet. 50-50 could go either way. And that's the kind of bets we want.
The thing about Judge is he in 2021, he was relatively healthy. Like he missed a little bit of time, but pretty much played the entire year. He had 39 home runs. And I'm not saying he's going to go down to 39, but if I had to guess right now, I would say if Aaron Judge is healthy, he's in the mid to high 40s. That's because I think hitting 60 or even hitting 55 again, it's just, it's difficult. Like guys don't do it every single year unless we're in the steroid era. So even a healthy Aaron Judge, I think him and Alonso are very, very close. They're kind of in that low 40s, mid 40s kind of range. And the odds are still, I think, in my favor that Judge is going to miss time. You know, he missed half the year in 2020, and he would have missed a big chunk of that season if not for the pandemic. Remember, he got hurt, and we didn't find out till much later, but he was going to miss like 3-4 months of that year. He missed 60 games in 2019. He missed 50 games in 2018. So he, I know the last 2 years he's been healthy, but he still has a track record where I'd be worried that he's going to go out and play 140 games.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. Some of these were a little bit fluky also. If Judge misses any significant amount of time, the Yankees are in major trouble, by the way. I mean, yes. I think the Mets could deal with an Alonso injury a lot easier than the Yankees could with a Judge injury. The Yankees are completely dependent on Aaron Judge this year. My reasonable expectations for him are upper 30s, you know, touching 40 home runs this year. But obviously we know both these guys, again, could go 45-50. I'm not that worried about the injuries. I mean, again, I said some of them are flukes, and I think that's, you know, I can't really worry about that considering the last 2 years he's been mostly healthy. So, yeah, I'm fine with a home run bet of Alonso versus Judge. And, you know, I think you probably should feel very excited about this one because it feels like Alonso's due for a monster year, whereas, like we said, Judge is going to come back a little bit. So, yeah, we could put that one down.
All right, that's a fair one. I'll give you one I read on Twitter, and then you give me one of your ideas. One I read on Twitter from Priest Candy, which is a very interesting Twitter name, was simply who has more at-bats, right? The combination of Anthony Volpe and Oswald Peraza versus the combo of Brett Beatty and Mark Vientos. Would you feel confident in that one?
I definitely want a Volpe bet of some sort. I was thinking more in the stolen base category for Volpe because I think once he comes up, he's going to be doing everything he can to steal bags this year. The question is who on your side you would be able to put up against Anthony Volpe for stolen bases.
Nobody. If this was,
that's the problem.
Yeah. If this was 3 years ago, I'd say Starling Marte, but
or Lindor,
his age. Yeah. Lindor too. I don't think either guy is going to steal as many bases. I think Volpe would win that bet, assuming he gets a chance to play, which is kind of that wild card in this whole thing. Like, is he going to be the opening day shortstop? I think that Volpe and Beatty are very similar in terms of will they play right away? Both have had big camps. Both have earned that right. While Peraza's on the team, but I don't know if he's going to play every single day as much of a prospect as he is because there's kind of a numbers crunch on the Yankee end of things. Vientos and Beatty are both not making the team. So I would have a disadvantage in that because I think with the Mets, for now, it's either Beatty or Vientos. On the Yankees case, I think there's a chance both guys are on the major league roster come opening day.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to find something to bet for Volpe, though, because he's obviously the one I'm most excited about this year. And at-bats, I don't know. Do at-bats excite you? I feel like we have to have something a little more meat on it.
You know what excites you? Anthony Volpe getting at-bats because he's on the major league roster.
Yeah,
Yankee fan?
Well, that's
there.
Both of us, really. I mean, if your guys are getting at bats, it means they're being productive also.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
I don't know what Volpe...
Let's think about this one.
The problem with a Volpe bet is it's got to be... It would almost have to be Beatty because it's got to be somebody who's not guaranteed that chance to play right out the gate. Beatty's similar because they're both huge like Volpe's the top shortstop prospect in baseball. Beatty's the top third base prospect in baseball. Mm-hmm. So we could go Volpe versus Beatty in hits, Volpe versus Beatty in Yahoo fantasy ranking.
No, we're not doing that. Not with our league.
Yeah, our league's a little crazy.
We could do total bases.
You'd have an edge in that for all those stolen bases, don't you?
Right, exactly. Well, he hits one triple and he wins the bet based on our league. We could do total bases.
Total bases, Volpe versus Beatty?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Confusing these names quickly. Volpe versus Beatty, Beatty versus Volpe. All right, we'll put that in the maybe column.
Let's do it on the maybe column.
Brett Beatty, maybe combo.
Let me ask you, how many bases do you think Marte and Lindor would steal combined? Is it enough that it would make you think about a Volpe versus both of them?
Really? Volpe versus both of them. So stolen bases are going to be up this year. I think we both pretty much expect that based on these new rules. Yeah. A year ago, Francisco Lindor stole 16 bases. Starling Marte stole 18 bases.
Right.
Lindor was healthy the entire season. Marte missed a chunk of time. But Marte is coming off this injury in which he's going to play. He's going to not play every single day. He's going to play. I think he's going to run less. But stolen bases are going to be up. So I think their numbers in stolen bases may be somewhat similar from last year, only because you have the age in Marte and the health, but then you also have more stolen bases in general in baseball. So I would say they're going to steal a combined 40 bases this season.
Really? That's more than I thought you would say. I thought we were going to say around 30.
Well, think about it. They stole 34 bases last year.
Right, but I also, like you said, I expect Marte to steal less because he's going to be 34 now.
Well,
I think Volpe
he's going to steal less, but guys in general are going to steal more.
Yeah.
So Marte may be more aggressive just because of the bigger bases, obviously the pickoff rule. So his number may go from 18 to 22, even though I think his age would bring the number down. Does that make any sense what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't think he won as much, but I think the game's going to change.
His 21 season, he stole only 10.
Right.
So we can put a pin in that one also. We can come back to it.
What's crazy is he stole in 21. No, in 21, he stole 47 bases because remember, he was with two different teams. So he stole 22 bases with Miami, 25 with Oakland. So he's coming off a year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Lindor. Yeah, I'm looking at Lindor.
Marte. Mm-hmm. Marte's you're not right. That removed from 47 stolen bases.
Yeah, you're right. No, I was looking at Lindor. I switched over to his real quick. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I obviously don't see a 47 steal season in him.
No.
Yeah, let's come back to that one because I definitely need a Volpe bet.
All right. What's one of your other ideas?
Now that we have the DH and the NL and we have that ninth hitter, what do you think about total runs scored, Yankees versus Mets? Now, last total year it was 807 for the Yankees, 772 for the Mets. So that's a difference of 35.
Yeah.
And obviously, you throw in that, you know, Judge had one of those most historic seasons in baseball history. Take that out, and it's probably a lot more even. You know, we can't hide from the pitcher batting ninth anymore. Both teams have nine batters. So what's that do for you?
Mets versus Yankees in runs scored.
And we could do really any offensive category. It could be batting average, could be on base percentage. I mean, now that we have nine batters in both leagues, it's a more even bet that we couldn't do in years previous.
I know. You love saying that. You've said that 15 times now in the last, we got no DH. We got the DH.
I'm not a fan of the DH in the NL.
No, I know you're not. When was the last time the New York Mets scored more runs than the New York Yankees? Like, think about that. When was the last time that happened in the nature of this bet?
But I'm going to say they didn't because they had the pitcher batting. So it's an unfair comparison.
It is, except you'd be right if they were ever close. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. if it was ever, like, I have
within 50. Yeah, if it was within 50, I would say that's a pretty good plus minus.
I'm looking at the history of this. Mm-hmm. So last year was very close. You're right about that. Very, very close. But obviously, there was a DH. So it kind of evened out. In 2021, the Mets were 27th in baseball. The Yankees were 19th. So that was relatively close. The Yankees scored 4.39 runs. The Mets scored 3.93 runs. So we're still talking about a 0.4 of a run difference, which I still think is significant. Right. Yeah, 2020, let's throw out. 2019, the Yankees were number one. The Mets were 13th. In 2018, the Yankees were second. The Mets were 23rd. In 2017, the Yankees were second. The Mets were 19th. I mean, it's like never close. Right. Oh, I got a close. In 2014, it was close. The Yankees scored 3.91 runs. The Mets scored 3.88. So it was pathetic. It was bad, but it was close.
But this Mets team is much better than those teams, obviously.
Yeah, I actually would take that bet because I think the Yankees are bound to come back because of the Judge year. Like, I just have a tough time believing Aaron Judge is going to come anywhere close to what he did last year. Now, I think there are going to be guys who have better years. I could see Anthony Rizzo having a much better year this year.
Okay.
Why, you think everyone's going to suck on the Yankee?
I don't think anybody's going to have a career year outside of, you know, like Volpe, which, you know, the first year's career year.
Right.
But, you know, do I see Donaldson having a major comeback? I do not. Do I see LeMahieu having a huge season? Maybe him more than anybody else.
Yeah, but he's some the
these,
guy.
But some of these other guys, like, you know, the catcher situation, obviously, you know what that is. Hicks, I don't expect much from. Bader, who knows? Glaber may not even be on the team. So, I mean, out of all the guys who I have to have some hope that they're going to have a huge bounce back year, it's probably LeMahieu the most. But is it going to be anything close to making up for what we're going to lose and what Judge did last year? I doubt it.
I think Rizzo's going to have a better year. I guess if you're looking at batting average, it'll go up. Home runs, RBIs will probably be the same. Maybe his OPS will be up a little bit. I could see Rizzo having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
It was so close last year between the two teams. That's not a bad one. Like, I wouldn't be afraid of that one.
What were the hits? The hits were
between the Mets 14, and the Yankees last year. The Mets had more hits. The Mets had a higher team.
Oh, by over 100. Yeah.
Yeah, because 100. The Yankees hit a ton more home runs. That was the difference.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I mean, runs to me seems the fairest.
Yeah, I think runs is fair. We could put that one in the maybe column.
Home runs was 254 versus you guys 171. Yeah, it's not going to work.